Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Mem Rabbi Avram Goldar, and today we're Zechus Yuma Daf Nun Gimel, the fifth parak Hotzielo. So the three daps we're going to focus on. Number one, it was taught in the Brice that the Torah states he shall take the Ketores and bring it within the parochas, but nasen as a Ketores al ha'esh kipnei Hashem, and he shall place the Ketores upon the fire before Hashem. This teaches us shul yisakim b'chutz v'yachnis. He should not prepare the Ketores by placing on the coals on the outside and then bring it in to the Kosher Kadashim. The Brisa tells us this. To counter the mindset of the Tzedukim who say that he should prepare it outside and then bring it in, who base their position on the Pasuk, Ki ba'anan ere al ha-kaporis. If he comes with a cloud of smoke of the Ketores, then I will appear upon the Kaporis. The Rabbanan learned from that Pasuk, Shenosim ba'mala ashan, that when combining the different ingredients of the Ketores, one should put in mala ashan. Rashi says that this is the certain herb that makes the smoke rise in a shaft like a stick. Point number two, the Mishnah on Daf Nun Beis Amud Beis stated regarding the Kohen Gadol leaving the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Yatzu Ubalu B'derek Beis Kenisa, so he left, walking backwards in the manner of his entry. The Gemara asks how it's known the Kohen Gadol walks backwards. And Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmani said in the name of Rabbi Yonason that it's learned from a Pasuk, V'yavu Shlomo L'Bama Asher B'Givon Yerushalayim. And Shlomo came to the Bama, which was in Givon Yerushalayim. Now since Givon and Yerushalayim are far apart, the Pasuk must be coming to make a hekesh, comparing Shlomo going from Givon to Yerushalayim after offering his karbanos to his initial coming from Yerushalayim to Givon. So just as in his coming to Givon he faced towards the Bama in the direction of his approach, so too in return to Yerushalayim his face was toward the Bama. The same etiquette applies to Kohanim, Levim, and Yisraelim who are part of the Mama, that when they leave the respective services, they would not turn their faces away and go, but turn their faces sideways and go. But Ken Talmud ha-niftim ha-rabu, and similarly, a Talmud, when he leaves his Rebbe, should do the same. Rabbi Alexander said in the name of Yeshua ben Levi that after one davens, one should take three steps backwards and afterwards say shalom. And point number three, the Mishnah on Daf Nun Beis Amud Beis stated, Umispal tefil katzar bebeis hachitzon, and the Kohen Gadol recited a short tefil in the outer chamber, but he did not prolong it so as not to frighten the Jewish people. Rava bar Rav Ada and Ravim bar Rav Ada both said in the name of Rav that the Kohen Gadol should say, Yiratum afanecho Hashem alkeinu, im shachuna tehe geshuma. May it be your will, Hashem, our God, that if this year is destined to be hot, may it be rainy. Rav Acha Breda Rava concluded the text of the tefil in the name of Yehuda as follows, Yadei Avid Shulta Midbeis Yehuda, may one who exercises rulership not pass from the house of Yehuda, and may your people Yisrael not be required to receive sustenance from one another, and may the prayers of travelers to withhold the rain not be permitted to enter before you. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, it was taught in a brisa of the Torah states, he shall take the Ketores and bring it within the parochas, but nasen as a Ketores al ha'esh kipnei Hashem, and he shall place the Ketores upon the fire before Hashem. This teaches us, shul yisakim b'chutz v'yachnitz, you should not prepare the Ketores by placing on the coals on the outside and then bring it into the Kosher Kadashim. The brisa tells us this, lohotz me'liban shol tzedukim, shom yisakim b'chutz v'yachnitz, to counter the mindset of the tzedukim, who say he should prepare it outside and then bring it in, who base their position on the Pasuk, Ki ba'anan ere al ha-kaporis. If he comes with a cloud of smoke of the Ketores, then I will appear upon the Kaporis. Rabbanan learned from that Pasuk, Shenosim ba'mala ashen, that when combining the different ingredients of the Ketores, one should put in mala ashen. Rashi says that this is the certain herb that makes the smoke rise in a shaft like a stick. Point number two, the Mishnah on Daf Nun Beis Amud Beis stated regarding the Kohen Gadol leaving the Kodesh HaKadoshim, Yatzu ba'lo b'derek Beis Kenisa, so he left, walking backwards, in the manner of his entry. The Gemara asks how it's known the Kohen Gadol walks backwards, and Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmani said in the name of Yonason that it's learned from a Pasuk, V'yavu Shlomo l'Bama Asher b'Givon Yerushalayim, and Shlomo came to the Bama which was in Givon Yerushalayim. Now since Givon and Yerushalayim are far apart, the Pasuk must be coming to make a hekesh, comparing Shlomo going from Givon to Yerushalayim after offering his karbanos to his initial coming from Yerushalayim to Givon. So just as in his coming to Givon he faced towards the Bama in the direction of his approach, so too in return to Yerushalayim his face was toward the Bama. This same etiquette applies to Kohanim, Levim, and Yisrael, who part of the Mamad, that when they leave their respective services, they would not turn their faces away and go, but turn their faces sideways and go. But Ken Talmud and Niftim Arabu, and similarly a Talmud when he leaves his Rebbe, he should do the same. Rabbi Alexander said in the name of Yeshua ben Levi, that after one davens, he should take three steps backwards, and afterwards say Shalom. And point number three, the Mishnah on Dav Nun Beis Amud Beis stated, Mispal tefil katzar bebeis hachitzon, and the Kohen Gadol recited a short tefil in the outer chamber, but he did not prolong it so as not to frighten the Jewish people. Rava bar Rav Ada and Ravim bar Rav Ada both said in the name of Rav that the Kohen Gadol should say, Yiratzum afanecho Hashem alkeinu im shachuna tehe geshuma. May it be your will, Hashem, our God, that if this year is destined to be hot, may it be rainy. Rav Acha Brid Rava concluded the text of the tefillah in the name of Yehuda as follows. V'yade avid shultim midabes Yehuda, may one who exercised rulership not pass from the house of Yehuda, v'yu amucha Yisrael tzrikum afarni zem yizeh, and may your people Yisrael not be required to receive sustenance from one another, v'otikanas levanecha tefillahs over drachim, and may the prayers of travelers to withhold the rain not be permitted to enter before you. All right, so now we go to our sim for Daf Nun Gimel, and our standard simon is a Nigerian prince. So here goes. The Nigerian prince, whose throne room filled with smoke, insisted his servants exit, taking 3 steps backward, and say a short prayer for the welfare of the state. Once again, in slow motion. The Nigerian prince, that must mean we're on Daf Nun Gimel. The Nigerian prince, whose throne room filled with smoke, which reminds us, it was taught in the Brisa, the Torah states he shall take the Ketores and bring it within the parochas, but nasan as the Ketores ala esh b'nei Hashem, and he shall take the Ketores upon the fire before Hashem. This teaches us the Kohen Gadol should not prepare the Ketores by placing it on the coals on the outside and then bring it into the Kodesh Kadoshim. The Brisa tells us this, l'hotz melibin shal tzedukim, shom yisakim v'chutz v'yachnis, to counter the mindset of the tzedukim, who say that he should prepare it outside and then bring it in, who base their position on the pasuk, ki ba'anan erel ha-kaporis. If he comes with the cloud of smoke of the Ketores, then I will appear upon the Kaporis. The Rabbanan learned from that pasuk, shen nosim ba ma'ala ashen, that when combining the different ingredients of the Ketores, one should put in ma'ala ashen. Rashi says that this is the certain herb that makes the smoke rise in a shaft, like a stick. So the Nigerian prince, whose throne room filled with smoke, insisted his servants exit, taking 3 steps backward, which reminds the Mishnah Daf Nun Beis Amud Beis stated regarding the Kohen Gadol leaving the Kodesh Kodashim, that he left walking backwards in the manner of his entry. The Gemara asks how it's known that the Kohen Gadol walks backwards. Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachman said in the name of Yonasan that it's learned from a pasuk, V'yavu Shlomo l'bama asher b'givon Yerushalayim. And Shlomo came to the bama which was in Givon Yerushalayim. Since Givon and Yerushalayim are far apart, the pasuk must be coming to make a hekesh comparing Shlomo going from Givon to Yerushalayim after offering his karbanas to his initial coming from Yerushalayim to Givon. So just as in his coming to Givon, he faced towards the Bama in the direction of his approach, so too in returning to Yerushalayim, his face was toward the Bama. And the same etiquette applies to Kohanim Levim and Yisraelim, who are part of the Ma'amud, when they leave their service, to a Talmud, he leaves his Rebbe. And after one davens, you should take 3 steps backward and afterward say shalom. So the Nigerian prince, whose throne room filled with smoke, insisted his servants exit, taking 3 steps backward, and say a short prayer for the welfare of the state. Which reminds the Mishnah Daf Nun Beis stated that the Kohen Gadol recited a short tefillah in the outer chamber, but he didn't prolong it so as not to frighten the Jewish people. Rav Ada bar Rav Ada and Ravi bar Rav Ada both said in the name of Rav that the Kohen Gadol should say, Yihirotam afanecho Hashem alkenu, im shochuna tehek gushuma. May it be your will, Hashem, our God, that if this year is destined to be hot, may be rainy. Rav Acha Brid Rava concluded the text of the tefillah in the name of Rav Yehuda as follows. Yade avid shultam mebeis Yehuda, may one who exercises rulership not pass from the house of Yehuda. You amcha Yisrael tzrichim farnes zem yizeh, and may your people Yisrael not be required to receive sustenance from one another. Tikanas levanecha tefillahs over drachim, and may the prayers of travelers to withhold the rain not be permitted to enter before you. So once again, the Nigerian prince, whose throne room filled with smoke, insisted his servants exit, taking 3 steps backward, and say a short prayer for the welfare of the state. All right, now it's time for 4 Blatt Back Chazora. Daf Mem Tes. So the simmer Daf Mem Tes is meat, and we use a butcher. So here goes. The former butcher, that must be more on Daf Mem Tes, meat. The former butcher became the alternate Kohen Gadol and was called into service when the Kohen Gadol died right after doing Chafina, which reminds us, Rabbi Shubin Levi inquired, if the Kohen Gadol filled his hands with Ketores and placed it in the cuff, but died before burning it in the Kodesh Kadosh, he made the Kohen Gadol who replaces him use the Ketores that was scooped up by the first Kohen Gadol, or must he perform a new Chafina? Papa said that it depends on the following issue. Ichofen v'chovz v'chofen, if the Kohen Gadol does chafina before entering the Kodesh Kadashim and does it again inside, which means he pours the Ketores back into his hands from the cuff before pouring it onto the coals, then the new Kohen Gadol can use the original chafina since he'll be doing the second chafina. But if the Kohen Gadol only does chafina once before entering the Kodesh Kadashim, and then upon entering he pours directly from the cuff onto the coals, then it's a valid question whether the new Kohen Gadol can use the first Kohen Gadol's chafina and not do his own chafina. So the former butcher became the alternate Kohen Gadol and was called into service when the Kohen Gadol died right after doing Chafina. Got nervous about doing the second Chafina with his larger hands. Which reminds us, Rav Huna Braid Rav Yeshua told Rav Papa that the reasoning is the opposite. If the Kohen Gadol does Chafina twice, once before entering and once after he enters, then the new Kohen Gadol who replaces him may certainly not enter with the first Chafina, since it's impossible for him not to take less or more Ketores than he needs, since his Chafina is not the same size as his predecessors. But if the Kohen Gadol does not do Chavina a second time upon entering, but pours the Ketores directly from the cup onto the coals, then it is a question whether the new Kohen Gadol can use the first Kohen Gadol's Chavina. So the former butcher became the alternate Kohen Gadol and was called into service when the Kohen Gadol died right after doing Chavina, got nervous about doing the second Chavina with his larger hands while holding the cuff in his teeth. Which reminds the Gemara proves that the Kohen Gadol does do a second Chavina from the following brace, the Ketzeru Ose. How does the Kohen Gadol do Chavina once he enters the Kodesh Kedoshim? So after depositing the shovelful of coals on the ground, he grasps the front of the cuff of Ketores with his fingertips, and some say with his teeth, with the handle towards the body. And he carefully pulls it upward with his thumb until the handle reaches between his elbows, and then he tilts the cuff and pours its contents back into his cupped hands. And he heaps it up on the coals so the smoke should come slowly, which the Meiri says, is so the Kohen Gadol should not choke from the sudden release of smoke. Others say that he scatters it on the coals so the smoke should come quickly, which the Meiri explains is so that the Kohen Gadol will not have time to gaze upon the Kodesh Kedoshim. The Braisa concludes, Zohi avodah kasha shebemikdash, and this was a difficult avodah performed in the base of Mikdash. And the Gemara challenges the statement, given that Malik and Kamitzah are also difficult, and revised statement 2, Zohi avodah kasha ma'avodah kasha shebemikdash. This was among the difficult avodahs performed in the base of Mikdash. Dafnun, the similar Dafnun is a nincompoop. So here goes. The nincompoop, that must be more in Dafnun. The nincompoop pretending to be a Kohen Gadol, who tried to bring his live bull into his model, Kodesh HaKadoshim, which reminds us, in the Gemara Daf Mem Tes Amud Beis, the question was asked, if the Kohen Gadol shechted his chatas par, but died before entering the Kodesh HaKadoshim and sprinkling his blood, what's the halach regarding the Kohen Gadol who replaces him using that blood? Rabbi Yami said, but par v'lo b'damo shel par, that the phrase with a par implies but not with the blood of a par that had been shechted. This new Kohen Gadol would have to bring his own par. Rabbi Yitzhak Nafcha said, but par b'af par. The phrase with a par means and even with the blood of the par that had been shechted by his predecessor. So on our daf, Rav Ashi says it's more reasonable to concur with Rabbi Yitzhak Nafcha, who said that the blood itself is classified as a par, for it's written, Bezos yavo aron el kodesh, bepar b'makar. With this shall aron come into the kodesh with a young par. Now, does the Kohen Gadol lead the par in by the horns? Of course not. El bedamo b'kar le par. Rather, he shechs the par and goes in with the blood, yet the Torah refers to it as a par. The Gemara explains that according to Rabbi Ami, the pasuk means, b'mahuksha aron lebo el kodesh. With what offering does aron become qualified to enter the kodesh? Bepar b'makar le chattas, with a young par as a chattas. To become qualified, the new Kohen Gadol would have to bring a live par and shecht it as his offering. So the nincompoop pretending to be a Kohen Gadol who tried to bring his live bull into his model Kodesh HaKadoshim was so offended when he was told his chattas belonged to the tzibur. Which reminds the Gemara asks that even if the blood is classified as a par, the alternate Kohen Gadol should not be allowed to use it because it's a chattas shemesu ba'aleya, because it's a chattas whose owner has died. The chattas shemesu ba'aleya lemisa azra, and the rule is that a chattas whose owner has died goes to its death. So Ravin bar Ravada said to Rava that Rava's Talmidim told him in the name of Rav Amram, Chattas Tzibori, V'lo Misa Asla. The Kohen Gadol's part is a communal offering, since it's offered on behalf of the Kohanim, and therefore it doesn't go to its death when the Kohen Gadol dies. Ravin proceeds to bring a proof which Rava successfully challenges, as he holds that the Kohen Gadol's part is a Chattas Yachid, and not a Chattas Tzibor. So the nincompoop pretending to be a Kohen Gadol, who tried to bring his live bull into his model, Kodesh HaKadoshim, was so offended when he was told his chattas belonged to the tzibur that he tried to do tamura on it as a carbon yachid. Which reminds us, Rabbi Elazar asked the following question, according to the opinion that the Kohen Gadol's par is a carbon yachid, osa tamura or enosa tamura, can it be used to affect tamura or not? The Gemara seeks to explain the basis of this question, since even though the Kohen Gadol is makdish the par from his private property, we know that it atones for all kohanim, and an offering of partners cannot be used to affect tamura. The Gemara concludes Rabbi Elazar's inquiry was concerning the Kohen Gadol's fellow Kohanim who join him in receiving kapara through the par. Bikvu'usim miskapri, do they receive kapara as established partners in the offering? Or dilma bikufiyam miskapri, or perhaps he received kapara in an ancillary role. An ancillary role, meaning the carbon primarily attains kapara with the Kohen Gadol, and they have the privilege of attaining kapara with him. In this case, tamura could be done. An unsuccessful attempt is made to resolve this question. Dafnanov, so the simmer Dafnanov is beaver pelt hats. So here goes. The Beaver Pelt Hat Society. Beaver Pelt Hats. That must be more on Duff. Nanolif. Nah. The Beaver Pelt Hat Society joyfully assembled to bring their chagigas, which were each considered a carbon seabor, which reminds on Duff Nun Amun Alf, a mission was brought where Rabbi Meir listed the Pesach as a carbon yachid, that Stoker, Shabbos, and Tuma, and a related Bryce quoted Rabbi Yaakov as listing the chagiga among carbonous seabor that are not Stoker, Shabbos, and Tuma. So in our Duff, Rabbi Huna Breda Rabbi Yeshua asked what the difference is between them. If the chagiga is called the carbon seabor, Mishum da Asib Kanufi, because it's brought as part of assembly by all the Jews who gathered in Yerushalayim for the chag, so Pesach is also brought in his assembly. So Rabbi answered, Eka Pesach Shein Du'a Asi B'Kanufia, there's the Pesach Shein, which is not brought as an assembly. It's only brought by the minority that were Tamei when the Pesach Rishon was brought. Since the category Pesach includes the Pesach Sheini, the Tana calls the Pesach a Karban Yachim. When Rabbi was asked that according to this, the Pesach Sheini should be Docher Shabbos and Tumah like the Pesach Rishon, he answered that in fact the Tana here does hold the Pesach Sheini is Docher Shabbos and Tumah. So the Beaver Pelt Hat Society joyfully assembled to bring their chagigas, which were each considered a carbon sibur, tried to peek into the heichal to get a glimpse of the two curtains, which reminds us. The next mission discusses the path taken by the Kohen Gadol as he carried the Ketores and the Kodesh Kodashim. The Kohen Gadol would walk through the heichal until he reached the space between the two curtains, which separated the Kodesh from the Kodesh Kodashim, and the space between them was an amma. Rabbi Yossi says there was only one curtain, therefore it stated, and the Prokhon shall divide for you between the Kodesh and the Kodashim. So given Rabbi Yossi brought a source for his position, the Gemara clarifies according to the Rabban, his pasuk only applies to the Mishkan. However, during Bais Rishon, there was an amatraxin, an amathik dividing wall, and the rabbis who built Bais Sheni were in doubt as to the degree of kedusha of this wall, whether it had the kedusha of the Kodesh HaKadoshim or the Kodesh. They therefore made two curtains to enclose the space, one where the outer edge of the wall had originally been, and one where the inner edge had been. So the Beaver Pelt Hat Society joyfully assembled to bring their chagigas, where each were considered a carbon sibur, tried to peek into the heichal to get a glimpse of the two curtains, and to see if there were dotted lines marking the path for the Kohen Gadol. Which reminds us, the Gemara brings the three Melchokas regarding their path the Kohen Gadol took through the Heichal to the Kodesh Kodashim. Rav Yudah holds there were two curtains with the opening near the southern wall, says the Kohen Gadol walked towards the Kodesh Kodashim between the Mizbech and the Menorah. Rav Meir and Rav Yossi both hold there was one curtain with the opening near the northern wall. Rav Meir holds the Kohen Gadol walked between the Mizbech and the Shulchan. He didn't walk between the Shulchan and the wall, either because it was blocked by the ten Shulchanos, placed there north to south by Shlomo Melch, or, according to the one who holds, their place east to west, because of the Shekhinah residing in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, it would not have been respectful to walk directly towards its entrance. According to Rabbi Yossi, holds that the Kohen Gadol did walk directly along the northern wall. The Jews are beloved by Hashem, since the Torah didn't require them to send the Shaliach before him with the request. Each Jew may pray to Hashem on his own behalf. The representative of such a people is himself beloved and may proceed directly to the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Daf Nun Beis. So the Simur Nun Beis is a newbie to Yiddishkeit. So here goes. The newbie to Yiddishkeit, that must be run off Nun Beis. The newbie to Yiddishkeit felt he had hit an amathik brick wall, which reminds Rabbi Nassim said regarding the amatraxin, the Chachamim could not determine whether it was like the Kodesh HaKadoshim within or like the Kodesh without. Ravina objected to this, saying that perhaps the wall was neither within either area, and he brings a proof from Mishnah Midos, wherever the spaces occupied by the temple walls are counted, the amatraxin is counted separately from the Kodesh HaKadoshim and the Kodesh. The Gemara concedes and explains that Rabban's doubt was whether it had the kedusha of the Kodesh HaKadoshim or that of the Kodesh. So the newbie to Yiddishkeit felt he had hit an amathik brick wall, trying to properly read five confusing psukim, which reminds us. It was taught in the Braisa that Isi ben Yehuda said, Chamesh mikraos b'Torah ein lam hechreya. There are five psukim in the Torah whose grammatical structure cannot be determined. Each pasuk contains a phrase that can be linked to either an earlier clause or a later clause. These phrases are Se'es, from Hashem's warning to Cain, Meshukadim, engraved like almonds, referring to the menorah, Machar, tomorrow, mentioned by Moshe to Yeshua regarding the war with Amalek, Arur, a curse, mentioned in Yaakov's bracha to Shimon and Levi, Become, but will rise up, mentioned Hashem's message to Moshe near the end of Moshe's life. So the newbie to Yiddishkeit felt he had hit an amathik brick wall, trying to properly read five confusing psukim, and how the model of a Beis HaMikdash could have an Aron and Paroches at the same time. Which reminds us, the next mission described how the Kohen Gadol walked between the two curtains from south to north, and then when he reached the north, he entered the space of the Kodesh Kodashim and walked southward ad shehu magi la'aron until he reached the place of the Aron. Notice in a samachtan ben shnei habadim, he placed a shovel full of coals between the two poles. The Gemara wonders which Beis HaMikdash is described in the Mishnah. In Bais Rishon, the Kodesh Kodashim and the Kodesh were divided by a stone wall. It can't be referring to Bais Sheni, for a braisa taught that Yoshio hid the Aron along with the tzentzenes haman, the jar of man, the flask of shemen and mishcha, Aron's staff that blossomed, and the box that the Plishim sent as a present. The Gemara answers that the Mishnah is referring to Bais Sheni, and the Mishnah means that the Kohen Gadol placed the shovel full of coals in the place of the Aron where the poles would have been. All right, now it's time to conclude their pop quiz of 10 questions plus 3 bonus questions from previous Masechtas. Number 1. Which daf Yom HaKodesh of the Kohen Gadol's par is considered a Chatas Sibur or Chatas Yachid? That's on daf Nun. Good. Number 2. Which daf when the Amatraxim was not included in the dimensions of the Kodesh HaKadoshim or the Kodesh? That's on daf Nun Beis. Good. Number 3. Which daf do we have the 3 Yom HaKodesh regarding the path the Kohen Gadol took to enter the Kodesh HaKadoshim? That's on daf Nunov. Good. Number 4. Which stuff was it that we learned that one takes 3 steps backwards from Shlomo Melech and the Hekesh of Givon to Yerushalayim? That's on Daf Nun Gimel. Good number 5. Which step to learn why the Pesach were considered a carbon yachid and the Chagiga a carbon sibor? That's on Daf. Nun Aleph. Good number 6. Which step do we have a question? Tamura can be done with the Kohen Gadol's part given that other Kohanim are attaining Kapar through it? That's on Daf. Nun. Good number 7. Which step to be Makokas Chachamim Rabbi Yehuda whether there was one Parochas or two that marked the inner and outer edges of the Amitraxin? That's on Daf. None off. Good number 8. Which stuff to learn the text for the short tefillah the Kohen Gadol said when he exited from the Kodesh HaKadoshim? That's on Daf. Nun Gimel. Good number 9. Which stuff to learn the Chachamim learned from the pasuk Ki Ba'anan Era Kapar? It refers to including the herb of Mala Ashan in the Ketores. That's on Daf. Nun Gimel. Good number 10. Which stuff to learn how the process of Chafina was done in the Kodesh HaKadoshim? That's on Daf. Mem test. Good, and now the 3 bonus questions. Number 1. Which of the learn who shall be heralded as a Ben Olam Haba? That's on Daf. Test and Shkolim. Good, number 2. Which of the learn the virtue of Hachnasas Orchim? That's on Daf. Kuf Chav Zayin and Shav is good. And number 3. Which of the learn that one may swallow matzo whole but not maror whole because he needs to taste the bitterness? That's on Daf. Kuf Tes Vav Mesachim. Good. Number 3. Which of the one what the Yud Ches Brachas and Shmon Esrei are connected? That's on Daf. Chaf Ches and Brachas. Excellent. All right. That concludes the pop quiz. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.